Blog Talk Radio.
New low price. Nice.
Happy, happy, happy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whippy, whippy, whippy.
Oh, I get it. Because you're so strong.
Happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
Get new Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Now cost less than glass.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Welcome. I want to thank you for joining us live from Lagos, Nigeria. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN, the Dynasty, for our 3,426th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia, LLC. Topic tonight, bringing awareness to poetry for National Poetry Awareness Month. Is poetry dead or making a rebirth? Our soundtrack of our lives featuring iconic neo-soul R&B vocalist Angie Stone. Tonight's guests have decided to allow their voices to speak through poetry. As we celebrate National Poetry Awareness Month, we want to recognize these amazing poets that are making their mark in the literary world. And poetry is just one of their outlets. Tonight, you will find out why my guests have chose poetry inside of them. Make sure you call in at 516-453-9133. Don't be shy. Press the 1 and join the conversation tonight. We would love to hear from you. You are the reason we're able to do what we do. But now, I want to pose a question to everyone, especially my brown people, before we break for our first music selection. When we do it, it's a problem. But when they do it, it's cool. So Angel Reese was just responding to what Caitlin has been doing all year. ESPN have talked about and praised Caitlin all year long. But when all Angel Reese do it, respectful and not classy. Shout out to Angel for standing up and speaking her piece. We have found our voice, and you can no longer silence us. I'm grateful for this new generation, this Gen X generation that have decided that they will not be quiet. And my guests on tonight, they're doing just the same. They are allowing their voices to be heard through their words, through poetry. They're speaking from their soul. So I want you to sit back, enjoy the ride, and I must warn you, everyone, this show may not be for everyone tonight. Whew, we will be sharing some poetry that comes from our heart and our soul. So it may not be for everyone. Some may be offended, some may not. But I must warn you that we are speaking from our soul. So, legendary Brother O, our legendary DJ and producer, can you take us to a track? And then we'll be back and I'll introduce my guest.
Now if you let me go,
back. Welcome back. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You are tuned in to Walk and Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. I want you guys to make sure you call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press that one and join the conversation. I have a very special guest that's stopping by. Lisa, are you on?
Yes. Yes, I am. Hello. Hello to everybody here.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a blessed day, and it's pretty here in California on today.
Well, I want to give the listeners just a little overview of who you are, and then, of course, you can dig deep. Had an opportunity to meet Lisa a couple months ago. Lisa currently is Aspiring Authors Magazine's Poetess of the Year for 2023. We had a contest where we were recognizing poets trying to prepare for National Poetry Awareness Month. Lisa, we ran a contest. They were required to get votes. Lisa ended up with the most votes. I tell you, she won by a landslide, but the two that came in second and third place was really, really close. It's like Lisa just all of a sudden, it seemed like overnight, she just blew away from everybody else, and she was able to secure the spot as Poetess of the Year. So with that, she has the opportunity to head our poetry section inside Aspiring Authors Magazine. Of course, I am the founder and CEO of Aspiring Authors Magazine. She will be heading the poetry corner as well as overseeing a private poetry group that we run on Facebook. But we allow people to come in if they are an aspiring poet, if they are a seasoned poet, or they just want to share. They're able to come in, connect with other poets, and be an outlet, share with that's on the inside of them. It's called Power of Poetry, Speaking from the Soul, and she is one of the head moderators for that group. So enough from me. I want to allow you the opportunity to let the people know who Lisa is, and I want to know why you chose poetry as an outlet.
Well, thank you, Angela, for having me here on the show. It is a great pleasure and an honor to be able to speak. First of all, I would like to say that it's really, really a blessing to have a skill to be able to write poetry. Because truly, I've learned that when you're writing your poetry, it can be challenging and it takes time, and your mind is constantly going, and you're giving yourself an opportunity to just open up all the way up, because you can share your feelings, you can vent, you can share about your hopes, your feelings, God's creation, and you can also be creative while doing it. And for me, my inspiration for doing poetry is it's a form of therapy. A lot of times we want to get out of our character when we know that we shouldn't, but sometimes if we write it down in our poetry, we can become free without even having to do anything that we shouldn't do. It's a real blessing for me to have won the poetry contest, and it's an honor to work in the poetry corner of Aspiring Authors Magazine with the Queen of Collaborations, Miss Angela Thomas. I'm so grateful. I get to work with two amazing young ladies. I won't say their names, but they know who they are, and I'm grateful for them. They are talented. They have skills, and it's like the three of us, we got what each one of us needs, and I'm sure that it's going to be a success, and we got some really great things lined up for the magazine, and I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to just be a part of that. So at this time, I would like to share one of my poems, and it is actually called What is Poetry? What is poetry? Does it really have to rhyme? It's written every day. People do it all the time. What a wonderful skill just to have. Many times poetry makes you laugh, be it good or be it bad. It doesn't matter because that's all they had. Poetry makes you think of many wonderful things. It'll have you soaring in the wind with many songs to sing, thoughts of peaceful meadows of grass, many things about the past. Why would we sit and write all day? No time for cooking or cleaning or play. I still awake in the wee hours of the night when you're sick and depressed and nothing seems right. I couldn't find anything else to do, so I kept on writing until I was through, wondering what I'd do next when the new day arrived. Beautiful summer day. I guess I'll take a dive. I'm in the water, and there's nobody but me. I'm in a pool. I'm in the sea. Fish, whales, frogs, hopping. When I start writing, there ain't no stopping. Many things may come right off of my chest. When I'm writing, I try to do my best. I try to be positive and leave a message for the downhearted. Sometimes because of the dearly departed. Some living life like there's no hope. So I'm turning to drugs, and now I'm smoking dope. Living in poverty, some hate the very thought. Stealing because no one showed them love. We show love to one another regardless of age, creed, or color. Some people are walking around that don't even love their mother. 9 times out of 10, it may not even be their mother's fault that you stole from the store and then you got caught. No one to blame for the things that you thought. So let me tell you what you ought to do. Pick your face up off the floor and live. Whatever your mother did, you got to forgive. It's not her fault that you didn't act, it's not her fault that you didn't act right. She told you to come in before it got night. Showed you love and tucked you in. Then you snuck out the window and did it again. Get some act right before it's too late. Don't you want to make it into heaven's gate? Serve the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do you know these three? Well, sit down and think about it and write some poetry. Thank you for letting me share. Once again, my name is Lisa Hopkins, and I can be found on Facebook at Power of Poetry, Speaking from Our Souls page, as well as author Lisa Hopkins, and my regular page, Lisa Hopkins, and with The Crew Podcast 2023, which airs on Thursday, the 2nd and 4th Thursday of every month at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for letting me share on this broadcast today. Go Lagos, Nigeria.
Amen, amen. I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. We actually have a track now from our international DJ, legendary Brother O.
Going through things you never heard of, breaking up and getting.
Welcome back. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. I just wanted to make a correction. Lisa said that her show airs on Thursday, but her show actually airs every second and fourth Wednesday. She is one of the amazing hosts over on the Crew Podcast. She also does a live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where she allows individuals to come on and share songs and just uplift the Lord. So thank you, Lisa, for stopping by. I want you, if you're still listening, to make sure you hang around so that you can come back on later. We're going to open it up and allow you guys to share some more of your poetry. But right now, I have another amazing poet. She actually won second place. She came in second place in the poetry contest. She also is one of the amazing individuals that had the Poetry Corner of the magazine and is a part of the group over on Facebook, The Power of Poetry, Speaking from the Soul. Tonight, Dr. Erica. Dr. Erica, are you on?
I'm here. Hey, Lagos, Nigeria.
How are you?
I am better than amazing, and I am feeling this vibe. I am enjoying this music. And you?
I tell you that my favorite DJ in the whole world is none other than our international DJ legend, Brother O. I tell you, he always rocking it behind the scenes. I have to give him a shout out. Thank you, Brother O, for all that you do for us over here on the WBNN. I tell you, he always knows what to play and when to play it. I tell you, ain't nothing like a gift. And I tell you, y'all are using your gift. You're using your gift of words, your gift of poetry to speak to the world. And I'm just excited at what God is doing through you guys, giving you guys an opportunity to express that's on the inside of you and leading the way for others. Because at a point, there was a point in time where I thought poetry had died. I thought poetry was not around anymore. But I'm glad to see that it is rebirthing. You know, individuals they're not limited to, you know, how they can share, you know. Poetry come in various forms because I never called myself or considered myself a poet until I began to write, and people were like, well, you doing poetry. So, hey, I got 4 poetry books now. So I'm going to move out the way because you are an amazing poet. You help with a lot of the things that we do over on Facebook and with the magazine. So I want you to have the opportunity to share a little bit about what this journey is like for you, why you chose poetry, and I'm going to move out the way.
Thank you, Queen Angela. Listen, I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for your platforms. I'm grateful for the opportunity that you allow people like myself to be a part of. So kudos to you. We shout out you and the DJ Brother O. We love you. I want to shout out the Poetess of the Year, Lisa Hopkins. That poem was fire. I love it. I'm a woman of God. I'm a pastor, a full-time pastor, alongside with my husband, Apostle Adolph Moore. Together, we pastor Praise God International Ministries. We have several ministries, several churches underneath us. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a publisher. I'm a life coach, a motivational speaker. I wear so many hats, but the hat that I love, that I am representing tonight, is the hat of a poet. And the reason why I chosen this platform, when COVID began, we've already known that there was so much hate in the world. Let's just start right there. And I've never experienced racism until I moved to North Carolina. And my younger daughter, being of a little bit darker skin than me and my other daughters, began to experience the hate here. And I became angry because this is the first time that she's being open to other people that are not black and brown. And she was tormented for her wanting to wear her natural hair. And I became outraged because this is my baby. This is my daughter. And I know I cannot fight the world physically. So I went into my prayer closet, and God allowed me. He said, use your platform, use your voice. So after, you know, George Floyd was murdered, we all witnessed that. That hurt me. That devastated me. And I said, I had enough. I must stand up. I must speak. beat. So I began writing, and I began writing, and I began writing and writing and writing. And then if you know, my first poetry book, Aries Joint, The Words of a Tantalizing Prophet, was ready. It's come to life. Even though I've been a poet my whole entire life, but I've never written a book, computer. And I began typing away like Medea. I was angry. And one of the poems that I written, and I'm so glad that you said, Queen Angela, that this show tonight may not be for everybody, because I was like, God, I don't want to offend nobody, but I received the green light. So you said, listen, this show won't be for everybody. We're going to have some tough conversation. So my poem is called, Why Do You Hate Me? Why do you hate me? Is it really about the color of my skin? What is it about my brown or dark skin that causes you to hate without even speaking to me or knowing my name? How is it that only black people are considered to be thieves and criminals when it's plain to see that there are bad seeds in all kinds of races and individuals? What I find very disturbing is that you can judge and hate me without even speaking a word. But truth be told, you are the one harboring evil in your heart. Because of your learned hatred and racism towards us, this has blocked and denied you the opportunity of experiencing true love and relationship with us, with people who don't harbor any ill feelings towards you. How can you say you love a God that you've never seen, but hate the African-American people you do see? I promise you I won't hate you, nor will I hold your blinded and open ignorance against you. I would teach my children, and they would teach their children to love in spite of, and never hate or discredit someone all because their skin tone is different from yours. So that is an original poem written by me. I do own all the rights to that, but I wanted to bless you with that on tonight. And listen, you can find me on Facebook. My regular page is Erica T. Moore. I have an author page, which is Author Erica T. Moore. You can find me on Instagram, Author Erica T. Moore 14. You can find me on my website, which is www.ericatmoore. Or you can reach me on my cell phone. I'm approachable, 631-902-6606. I have a podcast. I am one of the newest members of the Crew podcast. My first show aired last night. It's called Aries Joint, I'm More Than a Woman. And I'm going to talk about it. I'm just not going to talk about church topics or church or spirituality. I'm going to talk about those hard conversations like these that we're having tonight that no one wants to talk about. Oh, I'm so excited, because let me tell you something. Together, we're going to raise awareness, and we're going to bring the noise. Or if DJ O can play that song tonight, oh, my God, I promise you I'll try to get up and two-step or do something. But I'm just so elated to be here with you, Queen Angela. And, again, I thank you for this opportunity. I love you.
Thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. But before you leave, I just have to ask that question. I posed the question at the beginning of the show. When they do it, it's okay. But when we do it, it's a problem. What does that resonate to you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you for asking me that question. Isn't that hypocritical? Oh, my God. Where can I even begin? I'm going to begin right here. Our enemy is our non-black and brown people. They have caused so much evil, so much savagery upon this earth. Not all, but majority, the ones who are still walking in their grandfather, father racism. And don't they know that everything we learn from them? So they taught us. So they say that we're animals and thugs. No, no, we're not. But they're only talking about themselves. So here we are. We here because I saw your video, and our young white brother had the audacity to say it was classless. I was like, oh, my God. Where has he been? And this is the norm. This is the narrative that they have been preaching and teaching and raising their children and their children's children. But check this out. No. We're not barbaric. We're classful. Come on, we're tasteful. We're elegant. We're intelligent. We have integrity. We walk in the spirit of excellence, and that's the problem, because they know that no matter what we do, we're going to kill it. Oh, can I say that? I know I'm saved. I'm a pastor. I'm not supposed to say that. Okay, so let me rephrase that. We're going to excel in every area because we are no strangers to hard work and challenges. So I say that Angel Reese, you keep on shining. You keep on keeping on, superstar, and don't let the hate of others getting your way. You keep on doing it. As far as Caitlin, you had a wake-up call, boo. So I'm grateful that she stood up. I'm grateful that she's representing us. I am proud to be an American, let alone a black woman. So you better go ahead, Angel. She did it with style and taste. She showed you how it was really done. And it wasn't done in malice, but it was done in reality and in fun. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. We have a track by our international legendary Brother O.
Crucial Key on the remix. Roll with Kalani.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Alicia.
Say what, Angie?
E.
Come on, Angie.
Roll with a sister.
Oh, brother. Okay.
Feel me?
Do it. He is my king. He is my one. My father. My son. He understands just what I am. He's my. Let a sister glow you, my brother, 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 brother.
He's my support system, he likes his soul sister, and I can't live without him.
I love his lips, his kiss, his sound.
With Angela right here from Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Before I bring my next guest on, I want to share a piece with you guys that I wrote during a time when I lost my best friend, my cousin, my big brother. He was my all in all. And I was in the process of releasing this book called Soulful Metamorphosis. Didn't understand why it was being delayed. But it was delayed. It was going to be a poetry and short story book, and it was supposed to release July of that year. But it kept being pushed back. I would lose my cousin that October,
and I would release this book on his birthday in December. So this poem is dedicated to my cousin, Tony Thomas. Rest in peace, brother. It's called Pain to Purpose. Pain, pushing past everything to understand the bigger picture. It hurts like hell when I first heard that you were no longer here physically, but now that you're my guiding angel, my angel. The memories we made, good and bad, will never fade. Your calmness and your non-bothered personality kept me calm. As I type, I'm reminded of our many trips to the park and how people always was thinking we were a couple or siblings. We always joked about how much each one of us favored our Aunt Gloria. Of course, you are her twin. My guiding light, every memory that my illuminating light, I'm sorry, every memory we have ever created has been running through my head these last 24 hours. I've laughed, I've cried, I even got angry, and then I apologized. I came to realize it was your turn to be my illuminating light. Now my brother can rest. Thank you for being everything that you were in my life. My heart is hurting for your physical presence, but I know that you're forever here because you will always be in my heart. Your spirit, your energy will never die. We will meet again. Now what? I first asked you to forgive me for wanting to not let you go. God's promise for you in this realm was over. It was time for your next journey. As much as it hurt in the natural, my spirit man is well because I know that you are traveling on. You will never leave me. So guess what? I release you so I can begin to heal. Thank you for being more than my brother. Thank you for being my big brother when I needed that push. And thanks for being my best friend, for always telling me like it was, never sugarcoating it. The pain of today will become memories of yesterday. Velvet Jones, I love you. Travel on. That was a piece that I wrote when I lost my cousin. It was called Pain to Purpose. And it is that keeps me going. On today, I am so honored to be able to have the magazine and to have the outlet to be able to help individuals share their voice. And I found some comfort in poetry. Never knew that I would be writing poetry because I never thought I had that gift. But I have 5 poetry books. I have a 3-book series called Word Speaks, Volume 1, 2, and 3. All of my books are on Amazon. A lot of people don't know that I'm a poet. A lot of people don't even realize that I have 58 books out. I dropped number 58 on my birthday, which was last Saturday, and the name of that book was called Faith. It hit number 1 new release, and I am super excited about what God is doing in my life. This young lady that's about to come on, Lachey, had the opportunity to meet her. Right here on social media, I met her on Facebook, and I tell you, she has been such an inspiration with her poetry since coming across her. And tonight, I'm excited about sharing her with you guys. Lachey, are you on?
Yes, I am. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yes, we can hear
you.
Very, very good. It's good to be heard, y'all. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I tell you, I've had opportunity. I was just, you know, I've been working on the magazine, getting the magazine ready, and I was looking at the poetry corner, and I tell you guys, did an amazing job. I am so proud of what you all are doing and the vision that you guys have with that corner. I'm excited about what God is doing for you guys and through you guys. I'm excited that you guys have
to be able to share with the world. If it not had been for that, we wouldn't be having this conversation tonight, and I would never have crossed my path. So I am super honored. I want you to share with the audience just a little bit about yourself and why you chose poetry.
Well, as Queen Angela have told you guys, I'm excited to be heard by Lagos, Nigeria. I'm sorry. But I am a poet. I've written in a collaboration with a friend of mine, Keisha, called 100 Days, 100 Nights, 100 Messages, which is available on Amazon. And also I am currently working on my first solo project called Rooted Child, Volume 1. And I got the amazing opportunity to work with Queen Angela just by chance, actually. It was just like a reel that I seen on Facebook, and I'm like, I want to be a part of this. Immediately, like, soon as I seen it, I knew that, like, I was something that I wanted to be a part of. And being a poet, a author, writing, and juggling it with motherhood and things like that, it's euphoric for me, you know, because I get to hold so many different titles. And I first started writing poetry to make sure that I didn't lose my voice in this world, you know, like having so many people not want you to talk about things that's going on, like really important things that they want you to stay hush-hush about, is like being able to write, you know what I'm saying? It opens up a lot for you to be able to talk and connect with people and have others know that they're not out here alone, and for you to know also that you're not out here alone. So poetry was an amazing outlet for me from, like, maybe the age of 10 as a little girl. And it was just something that I embraced, and I felt like it also embraced me. I want to share a poem with you guys today.
I want you to hold that poem for just a second. We actually have a caller. We have caller number one in queue. I'm going to let caller number one come on, and then we're going to allow you to share your poem. Caller number one.
Okay.
If you would state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Tiana Speaks. I'm calling from Jersey. How are you? If you want to say hello to your wonderful guests as well.
How are you? And thank you for calling in.
I'm good. I wanted to, is it okay if I read a poem that I think you'd like?
Sure.
Okay. So I read this before on the network, but, you know, Brother O has always mentioned what you did, you know, and how you said say their name. So this poem I wrote about 7 years ago, and I think you'd really like it. So just to give a little quick backstory, someone wrote a poem, and I tried to continue it, but it ended up being like my own poem. And I wrote it as if I was a black man. Obviously, I'm not, but I wrote it as if I was a black man. So here we go. Worry has become an infection in my brain. This pressure in my heart can't be explained. Being a black man in America means you were born poor twice. There's no silver spoon made for us. If there's anything we want, we have to fight. We get the luxury of a disease called oppression, knocked 5 steps back at the first sign of any progression. My future promises promise me to remain an easygoing pessimist. Seems like they fight so hard to see us slit our wrists. This is not the diary of a mad black man. This is the diary of a black man whose ancestors were brought to a new land, and the story of the descendants left with a pen to tell a story. Glory be to those who want to win this war without using fists. They'll be lucky enough to feel the heat from the gun's tip. Leaving childless mothers to mourn. From that, anger will be born. A nation divided, for goodness sake, our souls are crying. To think a pack of Skittles and tea could get me killed? This is not the life I envisioned for my dreams to be fulfilled. We wait for justice, but it's only a slap on the wrist. Is that really the value of a black man's life? How many would they add to the list? And that was it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That is nice. Oh, my God. I want you to tell everybody really who you are.
So I am Tiana Seeks. I am a host on this network. My show is The Power of Thoughts, which will be airing on April 7th at 9:30 p.m. I am also the president of DiBernardo Productions and the COO of Phantom Music, which is the record label of the 2-time Grammy-nominated Haji from the group UMC. So that's who I am.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. I tell you that blessed me on tonight. Thank you for supporting, always supporting. Love you, Queen. So, Shay, I know you have a poem that you would like to share. You can share that poem at this time.
Okay. The poem that I want to share is called Better Judgment, and I wrote this myself. Here it goes. You did not ask to witness the final moments of that young man's life. And although you didn't ask to witness this, you also did not have to take out your phone and proceed to record the event, sharing it with the entire social media world. Before that man's family could bat an eye, everybody watching and sharing, looking, wowing, is sickening. I think back to the number of black men being hanged on trees with crowds of whites standing around watching, smiling, and taking photos, or being choked out until they can't breathe, lives snuffed out for no real reason, the result of overzealous cops on a power trip, eventually sharing their handiwork for the world to see. How is sharing these persons' final moments a good thing? Whether you're sharing a video or taking a picture, look at what you're doing. People are asking questions like, why would you bring your kids to riots when the media turns peaceful protesters' messages into something sinister way before the riots ever actually started? I respond like, just how back in the day, a particular bunch of people took their children to watch the lynchings of another particular bunch of people. Cut it the F out. And that's my piece.
Wow. We have a track next by international DJ legend Brother O. Don't go nowhere, Shay.
Hey, Joe, think we can do this? Never mind, I'm hitting up and down the block, baby.
Held it down and the bills got paid.
She said, go ahead, baby,
go ahead.
And when God blesses us,
I want a Lexus.
With a Halloween mansion in the Hamptons.
Give my life
to be, I'll take the vow to make you my wife.
No.
love is temporary.
No, it's quite contrary. It's you and me for an eternity.
Boy, you might have lost your way.
Oh, yeah.
Could it be for me?
Right here on the WBNN, the Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Before we take this next call, I want to share a very quick piece that I wrote. It's called I Am Healed. Open to improve through accepting others' shortcomings while leading by example in daily demonstration of the word in action. I pray that you are blessed with these words, short but sweet, because they come from my soul to your soul. And I want you to know that it's time to live life to the fullest. You only have one chance. Be healed. It's called I Am Healed. And that's that piece. We have caller number 2 in queue. And then we're going to get back to my special guest, Lashay. Caller number 2, if you would please tell me where you're calling from and your name.
Yo. This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where no matter how much food you order from the Chinese food store and no matter how many people it's for, anything going to only take 10 minutes. I said it, 10 minutes. You ain't going to have no damn napkins and no soy sauce, but you have your food ready. But good evening tonight, you know what I'm saying? It's lovely to hear these ladies out here with this beautiful poetry out here, you know what I'm saying, that I want to say there. And I just want to say this real quick. Real quick, I would like to say that influentially, you know what I mean, to hear you ladies give it up and give these bars up on these great poems, this great literature, these great paramount pieces of speech in which we are blessed with to hear tonight, you know what I'm saying? These are influential pieces of information in which a lot of younger women should get into this. You know what I'm saying? You know, instead of busying themselves with things to worry their anxieties or things that, you know, this you know what's going on out here and it's rough. Fellas, y'all not looking out for these women. But it's good to hear the women, strong, firm women, you know what I'm saying, to do these things with these bars, put these bars together, and also have these particular backgrounds that you ladies have, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Clev One, you know, put things together in the tri-state area, and I would like to, you know, put something together, you know, to give, you know, people such as yourselves, you know, an opportunity to give these bars up with these beautiful lines of poetry and enjoy some of the elegance in which we have on the hospitality side of things. And, you know, just kind of, you know, generate some movements for younger people, younger women who may have the enthusiasm to give it up like you ladies giving it up tonight. So, you know, Clev wasn't just hang gliding through the city, you know what I mean, giving shout outs, you know what I'm saying, to my homegirl Angela, giving it up all the time. We killing it out here, building bricks up, standing sticks up, you know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where Shorty at the dollar store took 10 minutes to ring up two bags of Doritos in the spring water. Check your satellites.
Amen. Clever One, you forgot to tell us when your show come on, but I truly appreciate you stopping by and sharing with us.
Hold up. Clev One will be coming through, I believe, on the 19th, like 1911. That will be the general's gun if we have to arrest, do street arrests on these little gremlins out here with these dirt bikes.
He always make me laugh, and yes, I would love to. I would love for you to put something together, and yes, we would come through because Lisa ready to come from the West Coast. She want to come to the East Coast, so if you get something together, we would definitely come through. We don't mind supporting. They don't call me the queen of collaboration for nothing. I love to collaborate. I love to put stuff together, so definitely we can collab on that, get together on that. These amazing ladies, they are the head of our Poetry Corner on Facebook, The Power of Poetry, Speaking from Our Soul. They're also overseeing the Poetry Corner of the magazine. They're going to be putting together some projects. And I'm going to let Lachey and Dr. Erica, because I think Dr. Erica is still on. I'm going to allow them the opportunity to be able to share about the things that they have coming up, the things that they're trying to do to give back to the community and to try to get the community involved in poetry. But we have caller number three in queue. Caller number three, if you would state your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening. It's Jesus from the Jesus Show. Hey, sis, and to everybody, Brother O, tonight. And much honor to you on your journey of poetry that has been such a powerful attribute that can help people to heal, help people to express themselves, help people to be vulnerable as an example of light, that it's okay to speak up, to speak out, to be yourself. Like, that's how I perceive poetry. It's like marveling, like, wow, how did imagination work like that? You know what I'm saying? So, and it's also, to me, a gift given because everybody's not able to do that, and I'm one of them. You know what I'm saying? I never thought to do it, but still, it's like a born gift where people can just come out and just flow poetry the way that you and many do. So just thank you. Thank you for sharing you, sis. Just thank you.
Thank
and
you.
To when the sister jumped on, Tiana, I didn't say her name right, my bad. Man, that was beautiful when she said, I know that I'm a woman, paraphrasing her, but I'm speaking as if I was a man. That was pretty heavy. So thank her for sharing that and calling in too. So love you. God bless everybody. And I'm inspired.
Yes,
I'm going to just listen to this show.
And you have to tell us, when is your next show?
Oh, my next show? Hey, everyone. Much love to you all. See the show. I'm the first Thursday of every month. You all, so I'll see you guys next month. And again, God bless everybody. Peace of mind to all.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by and sharing. Wow. I tell you, I am truly blessed to have such amazing, we have an amazing crew over here. And I thank each and every one of them for pressing one and coming on and sharing. I have to give a shout out to Tiana for coming on and allowing her voice to speak through poetry. So thank you, Tiana, for pushing one and sharing your piece on tonight. Lachey, if you would, please share a little bit about what y'all are doing over on the Poetry Corner and inside of the poetry group. What is y'all vision and y'all mission behind what y'all are doing? And Dr. Erica, if you're still on, press one again so you can come back in and chat with us.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, I'm here. So, it's honestly really beautiful to be working with Inspiring Authors Magazine. In the poetry corner of this magazine is so amazing to be just putting a little bit of a design to our pages. And we are over here working on so many different things. We are working on a summer kickoff poetry slam. Well, first of all, our mission over at Power of Poetry, Speaking from Our Souls, is to provide a platform for aspiring poets, writers, and readers alike to express themselves, share their works of art, and read some amazing poetry pieces by some awesomely talented poets, offering a safe, inclusive space for all to share and be heard. We knuckle down to create an atmosphere of support, encouragement, excitement, and togetherness. We dedicate ourselves to promoting poetry and bringing together the vast poetry community while creating something memorable and extraordinary. Now, back to the summer kickoff, the Poetry Slam. We are having this Poetry Slam June 17th, 2023. And we are just asking for all the poets to hit us up on the Power of Poetry Facebook page if you are interested in becoming one of our contestants for this contest. The entry fee is $33.33. There will be a $150 grand prize for the winner, and there will be other prizes for the runners-up. We are asking for everybody who is interested, everybody who loves poetry, who likes to hear it, who likes to write it, who feels strongly about poetry to consider this event we are kicking off the summer with. And we're trying to make this into something epic. We want this to be epic because it's so many different voices out here that can be heard, and it's so many different topics that so many different people write about, you know what I'm saying? And as a community, as a poetry community, it's so many different things that we connect on that it's like poetry brings it all together for us. So that's what we're trying to do with this poetry contest. We want to bring together some amazing artists, listen to some great poetry, and have us a good time. And for the magazine, we are coming up with some amazing themes, you guys. We are coming up with some amazing themes. Every theme per month will be different, and it'll be the poetry in those will be dedicated to those themes, and we will be coming out with some fun activities for you guys to do within the poetry corner as well. We are working hard to keep you guys entertained and with some amazing poetry as well. We are been reaching out to some great poets and coming up with young poets. I'll be introducing a seventh grader. I don't want to give too much away, but yeah, I'll be introducing a seventh grader. She's really passionate about what she's doing, but we got some great things coming for you guys, and I want you to stick with us and just, I hope that you enjoy reading it as much as the three of us the Poetess of the Year and the runner-up, the second runner-up, and myself, the third runner-up, enjoyed putting it together for you guys. I pray that you guys enjoy it all over the world, especially the poetry community. I would love for you guys to adore this project that we are working hard to present for you guys in the coming year.
Well, I definitely, I'm excited. I'm telling you, it was not what I wanted to be, and I knew it could be better. You know, I was working hard trying to make sure that I was providing poetry and getting it out there, but I felt like I was not doing the Poetry Corner justice. And when God laid it in my spirit to do that poetry contest, I didn't realize that I would have as much feedback and as many people participate and get to turn into this. But I'm excited about what he's doing, you guys. And I can't wait to the next edition to drop. It's going to drop the end of this month, and I'm excited. I'm excited. I was and reading some of the poetry, and I know that those that the magazine is going to be blessed by what they read in that corner. So I thank you guys for your hard work. Cheryl Northern McGrath was tuned in. She's one of my prayer partners that's up every morning at 5 a.m. praying with us. She is tuned in, and she was letting me know that she was tuned in. Shout out to you, Cheryl Northern McGrath. We have a track by international DJ legendary Brother O. Don't go anywhere, Shay. Hang around. And Lisa and Dr. Erica, if you still out there, press one so that you can come back on.
Go ahead, Storm, make it do what it do.
Don't be acting cute now, cause you done rose up a little something, something. I know you're hearing the roar of the crowd right now, but same people you see going up, you see them coming down. Before you got your in and your brand new bin and your exclusive dream, I was your baby, I was your ride or die, and you your one supply and everything you need. There was never room.
Your turn.
Before you lose your mind, you better press rewind and get some understanding. Don't wanna waste my time. You see, I'm worth for mine. Life is too demanding.
Girl.
Breaking every rule, thinking that it's cool. Don't you be no fool. Now that you're brand new and getting on through, it's something to take with you. I was your
baby, baby, baby.
I was your girl.
in Purpose with Angela live from Lagos, Nigeria. Of course, y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. Now, we have caller number 4 in queue. Caller number 4, if you could, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. My tribal name is Huni Barkatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Todd Magic Man Haru. And I'm just calling in to show some divine love and support for beautiful, brilliant soul sisters. That's exactly what y'all are. It reminds me part of why I'm here, and that's to reignite that soul that's been dormant for such a long time. Part of my one of my forthcoming advancements, not this one coming up tomorrow or even one that's coming up in May, because I'll be celebrating 6 years with our great company. But you best believe when June hits, that next one will be return of our soul that we once knew. And, you know, y'all just stay tuned for that, okay? But as far as what I'm hearing, I mean, I always been a fan of just listening, because I was raised by one of the most beautiful, brilliant mothers to ever incarnate here. And that's the undisputed, undefeated Bare-Knuckle Prize Fighter, my mother, as she continued to travel. And I listened to a lot of the words originating from the thoughts to be able to put into words the way that y'all do. And a lot of people don't even know. That is the earliest beginnings of what most people describe as hip-hop music now. And then when you throw in what Hall of Fame four-time is mixing in with the chemistry and the things in which y'all are sharing, it does my heart good. I just want y'all to know that. I appreciate y'all coming on to our great company and sharing each and one of y'all divine gifts. You already know how I feel about you, woman of God. We got some serious work that I need your assistance with. Besides that, I put that on pause and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Huni Barkatun, for stopping by and sharing with us. See you tomorrow. Of course, his show is tomorrow night. Y'all can tune in right here at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in to the same number you called in to tonight, or you tuned in to tonight. We will be right here. So I want to bring on all of my guests from tonight, and I want them to share their final thoughts before we go into Ngozi time. If you want to include a piece, you can share a quick piece. But I want y'all to come on and share just a little bit as we close out tonight. I want to thank you guys for stopping by, sharing, allowing your voice to speak, because it takes takes a special person to allow those things that they've been through, the transparency that is needed to be able to share and allow your voice to be heard around the world. I am excited that you guys have decided to be the change that you desire to see in this world. So hats off to you. And we're going to start with Lisa. Lisa, of course, I mentioned that Lisa is the Poetess of the Year for 2023. She represents Aspiring Authors Magazine. She is the head moderator for the Power of Poetry, Speaking from Your Soul group. And I'm just excited to be working with all three of these amazing individuals. I'm going to turn it over to Lisa, allow her to share her final thoughts. Make sure that you guys include how individuals can reach out to you guys and support the things that you're doing.
Hello again. Once again, this is Lisa Hopkins. And I am just so elated. I am in awe about everybody that came on us in the poetry corner, as well as those who called in. It was a wonderful blessing to hear the good things that people want to share with us about poetry and what we are doing to bring awareness to those who may not know about poetry, and also to those who just love hearing good poetry. I would like to thank my amazing coworkers who are working alongside of me in the Poetry Corner. And I would like to thank Angela also for giving us the opportunity. We are having a wonderful time doing it, and the creativity and the wheels just spins and spins and spins. But I'm really grateful for the opportunity. But what I want to share now, Angela, she shared with us a poem that was very near and dear to her in the passing of her cousin. That was an excellent poem. I really enjoyed hearing it. And I know that your cousin would be well pleased to know that you made a poem that had something to do with him. And the piece that I'm going to share now is also a poem that I wrote upon my loved one passing. This poem is about my husband. I wrote a book called Triggered Reactions Conquered, and in that book, it talks about me using crack cocaine on a daily basis, and the use of drugs made me unable and incapable to be the wife that I needed to be for my husband. So at this time, I'm going to read a poem where I am apologizing to him, and this poem is found in my book, Triggered Reactions Conquered. And it reads as thus, "I'm sorry, Charles," is the name of it. "I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. My actions, the things I did, they were not very smart. I wish you would hear. I wish you were here. I would tell you face to face. God came and saved me with his love and his grace. You chose me just to be your wife, and to my surprise, you held me by my face and you looked in my eyes. Your love for me was really true. I was strung out on crack and didn't know what to do, up one street and down the other, when I should have been at home being a mother. 5 kids to be exact, but I was drugged out and addicted to crack. So many nights I left home. You looked around and I was gone. My Lord, please come and rescue me. Resist the devil and he will flee. Charles, I'm so sorry for breaking your heart so many times while in the street smoking dope and committing all types of crime. In and out of jail and prison too, locked up for a year. What was I to do? Charles, I'm so sorry. It didn't have to be that way. If only I had listened when you said, baby, let's pray. If I had a chance to fix things, that would be great. But now you're gone. You're with Jesus, and it's too late. Someday I'll see you again when I reach heaven's gate." Thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Amen. Thank you. And how can we support the things that you're doing again?
Well, I am on Facebook. Facebook with my name is Lisa Hopkins. My author page is Author Lisa Hopkins. I am on Sunday Songs and Shares on my Facebook page live for 1 hour, and it's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I also am a podcaster, and I air on every second and fourth Wednesday of each month. Please forgive me for the mistake the last time. I'm also, the podcast is on Spotify, or iHeartRadio, and many of the platforms. Welcome each and every one of you into my world. If you have questions or you want to talk, especially if you want to put your poetry in the magazine, Power of Poetry, come to the Power of Poetry page, and you can have your poem featured in Aspiring Authors Magazine, Queen of Collaborations, founder Angela Thomas. I would just like to admonish you all, too, if you would like to be a part of the Poetry Slam, it's a great opportunity for us, all the poets from all over the place, to get together and have a wonderful time. So that is how you can get a hold of me. Thank you.
Well, thank you for stopping by and sharing on tonight. Next up is going to be Dr. Erica. Dr. Erica, your final thoughts for tonight. If you have a piece, you can reach your piece real quick and share how individuals can reach out to you. If not, you can just share your final thoughts and how individuals can connect with you.
Again, I thank you, Queen Angela, for this opportunity. I thank the Poetess of the Year, Lisa Hopkins, and as well as Lashay Ruckman. Listen, God is not done with us yet, and we're going to continue to do better than amazing things. And I did write a poem, it's real quick, and I want to dedicate it to the black men. I want to dedicate it to Clever One and every other brother. So it's called Dear Black Man. Dear Black Man, don't allow anyone to make you feel inferior because your skin tone is different from theirs. Also, black man, please know your worth and know that there are many out there that do truly care for you. I know society will try to spin it that you're no good. And just because your daddy and his daddy were absent, that you will be no good too. That's a lie, a sentence to hell. The truth is that you were born and destined to excel. In all that you do, whether you play sports, write a book, or whatever it is that you decide to do, the truth is that you are better than the stereotypes that have been passed down to you. You will go on to do better things than your parents' parents ever did. Remember to love God and put him first in everything you do. And watch him have your back and go to work on behalf of you. So, dear black man, my black husband, my black father, brother, son, grandfather, uncle, cousin, whoever you are, don't ever allow anyone to make you feel different or because their skin color is different from yours. Dear black man, I want you to know that I love you. I stand behind you and beside you. I appreciate you, and most of all, I salute you. You can find me on Facebook, Erica T. Moore. I also have an author page. This is author Erica T. Moore. You can find me on Instagram as author Erica T. Moore 14. You can contact me on my website, www.ericatmoore.com. You can reach me on my cell phone, 631-902-6606. And again, I'm just truly blessed and honored to be a part of this awesome, amazing opportunity, and I'm looking forward to learning and growing. So again, thank you, everyone, and just be blessed.
Oh, baby.
Amen, amen.
I'm sorry. Lashay? Lashay, are you there? Final thoughts?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your final
thoughts? That I want to read is called She Is, and is written by me. She looks into the mirror as she washes her face in the morning and says, "Good morning, beautiful." A voice chimes back, "Good morning." She is fierce. She is persistent. She is steadfast and kind. She is genuine, helpful, and honest, and limitless. She is resilient and brave, yet gentle and caring. She is uniquely loving, smart, and driven. She is strong. She is encouraging and motivating. She is witty. She is patient. She is intentional. She is oh so adventurous and capable, talented and mindful. And she is blessed with a touch of grace. And everybody can reach out to me via Facebook. Lashay Ruffman is my name on Facebook. Also my the Power of Poetry page. I can also be reached there. I can be reached on Instagram, Lashay_DA_author_writer. And if you would sit in working with the Power of Poetry magazine, Power of Poetry for Aspiring Authors magazine. I'm sorry. Please reach out to us. If you'd be interested in the poetry slam, please reach out to us. If you would like to share some poetry, reach out to us, please. We're reachable.
Thank you.
Hey, man, thank you for stopping by. It is Ngozi time, y'all.
Performance tonight from Ansel Thomas Smith and her wonderful guests, and of course the legacy continues. Congratulations to Ansel Thomas Smith on her 47th WBNN all-time connection record, 8th consecutive, and historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late great Hall of Famer. Listen, guys, around the world, we're only 2 days from the nomination vote. This young lady deserves to be nominated for the International Radio Hall of Fame. Not only she's a host, but she's also a proprietor of her own network. Those things mean a lot. Those things garner most. Do not let that thing fall aside. Look at what she's done. Look at the person who has 8 straight in that, you know, wonderful situation. She had 9 straight, her last streak. The fastest pacing host in the history of WBNN. Her name should ring bells. Congratulations. And now to my commissioner, the Honorable Dr. Jajilla J.
Wow. Congratulations, Angela Thomas Smith. I am so proud of you. And your show was awesome, as always. And, you know, I came outside, and the event that I'm at tonight performing, I had to come outside to say something to you and to do in Gozy time, because it is you, Angela. And girl, you keep doing what you're doing, and keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing something really, really awesome. And I invite everyone to tune in Sunday night for News Forum, the show that I am the host of, Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time, and Oladele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. Our mothers and fathers producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned tomorrow night for our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever, Huni Bakatun, and we will aware you. That's tomorrow night, everybody, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now back to our wonderful, wonderful International Internet Radio Fame, Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee class of 2023, Angela Thomas Smith.
Wow. I'm over here crying, Brother O. I'm in tears. Like, a lot don't make
Listen. It's a possibility. You know, what you've done for this network and what you're doing around the world with your own broadcast and your own situation, to be great, to be dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. It's 2 days, okay? We'll see you on the 7th. We'll see if you're nominated for the Hall of Fame.
And me, I'm not a person that really care about the titles. I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be able to do just what I did tonight and every opportunity that I get. So I'm thankful. You know, whether I get the nomination or not, just the fact that you think that I'm deserving of it, it means so much to me. So I'm over here in tears. I thank everybody that did not think it robbery to tune in and to support us over here on the WBNN, because y'all constantly support us. Without y'all tuning in and supporting us, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. And I was just sharing with my host on the network before I came over here. You know, we was just having a conversation, and I was just telling them about excellence and how I am. And I'm just honored. You know, I don't care about titles. I don't care. I just want to be able to be an outlet, to be a voice, because we are the change that we desire to see in this world. Before I close, I want to share this poem that was written for me by Robert L. Horton inside of his book called Imagine. And it's called Servanthood. It says, the love keeps giving and going. For Angela Thomas Smith, the queen of collaboration, you have had many sleepless nights and your fair share of despair, forsaken by people you thought would care, yet your smile remains bright. In a world so unfair and cold, you are a beacon for the downtrodden, those whose society have forgotten. Your unflinching stand for justice is bold. Your energy is envied and unmatched. Unconditional love reigns in your heart. Being fearless sets you apart. Compassion for others keep people attached. Your heavenly crown awaits you. You have served God's people well.
Your legacy of love for others will tell. To the call of servanthood, you remain true. For America to reach its glory, Black women will lead the way. Imagine that. Stay strong, Queen. And that was wrote by Robert L. Horton. And he wrote this in a book that he just released, not knowing that I was experiencing sleepless nights. When he presented this poem to me, it spoke to me. And it was just, it was everything that I was going through at that moment and how I was feeling. And this man did not even know. So I thank God for just how he brings people into my life and allow people to be that beacon of light for me. That keeps me going and keeps me on this journey called purpose, this journey called life. I'm grateful for this opportunity to be able to be on this network. Brother O, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for this opportunity. And I want you guys to come back in four weeks from tonight. I'll be right back here May the 3rd. I will be right back here. I will be celebrating my second birthday because everyone know on May 7th, 2014, I was shot point-blank range with a sawed-off shotgun. I shouldn't be here. But I'm going to be celebrating my second birthday as we celebrate and honor domestic violence. We're going to celebrate those that have survived domestic violence because I shouldn't be here, but God thought it worthy enough for me to be here. And Brother O, thank you again. I love you, and I love everyone that supports us on a constant basis. Y'all have a great night. Thank you from the Queen. Thank you.